Thank you very much for allowing us to come before you to share our feelings about House Bills 580 and 484. We owe continued gratitude to Jeannie Forrester and other members of the Energy Task Force whose work led to the proposal of this legislation to protect our citizens from the effect of unnecessary energy projects motivated not by need, but by greed. Today's bills, as well as the four discussed last week and others awaiting in the pipeline, have been crafted to deal with the potential for proposed electrical generating facilities and distribution systems overwhelming our state's natural beauty, destroying the ambience of many of our towns and villages, centers, and recreational areas, and, most importantly, exposing residents and workers abutting the paths of aerial high voltage distribution paths and students attending classes in schools nearby to potentially harmful electromagnetic fields radiating in all directions from these transmission lines. When first identified about 40 years ago, numerous scientific and medical studies have determined that prolonged exposure to EMFs can increase potential of cancer in adults and children and leukemia in young children. So human health in relation to energy projects is a concern not to be taken lightly. HB 484 would help to protect the state and its residents from organizations rushing into such oversized energy installations or pushing them down the throats of citizens. A critical benefit of HB 580 is that a moratorium on presently proposed energy projects allows time for a serious, thorough look at the effects of projects, including economic, environmental, and health risks posed by EMFs. They have been heralded by medical practitioners and scientists as the most predominant polluter of the 21st century. On April 21st, 2005, the National Cancer Institute released evidence that EMFs can cause leukemia and other cancers in children, as well as adult breast cancers and brain tumors. HB 484 would help guard against such exposure because concerned citizens would have the opportunity to register their disapproval of proposed projects. There are written examples in the testimony which I submitted to you. You are getting the Reader's Digest version and a sample of work in there documenting the hazardous effects of EMF pollution. And there are a number of other pollution cases which I won't go into because of time constraints. However, here at home, the state of New Hampshire did escape a bullet when in 1984, the Federal Department of Energy proposed a high-level nuclear waste dump covering 39 square miles, including the entire town of Hillsborough and parts of five adjacent communities. Thankfully, because of 2 years of citizen pressure, much like that which you see happening now, this environmental horror never came to fruition. We North Country residents, and Campton is a part of the North Country, are very concerned about the effect of electromagnetic pollution upon our health and that of our offspring who live, work, and attend school on and near the paths of power transmission lines which could bisect our state. This concern alone justifies the passage of House Bills 580, which can take into effect threats from such projects to our lives and livelihoods. These laws would reduce the potential of the decimation of our tourist-driven economy and property values by networks of towers and wires similar to those sprawling horror shows looming along Route 10 in the southern Montreal suburbs or in northern New Jersey or Westchester County, or in an installation of hundreds of wind towers like those scattered for miles across the Altamont Pass area east of Oakland, California. A benefit of these bills would take into account the availability of jobs, a concern of to members of the IBEW. By the way, you fellas are trained to work underground and on the level just as quickly as you are trained to work on aerial structures, and you don't even need fall arrest systems. Other higher paid construction work demanding skills far more advanced than clearing brush involving the layer of concrete conduits would be available to members of other building trades. And to members of the House Science, Technology, and Energy Committee please develop legislation to involve all of our citizens in the planning and approval of energy production or distribution projects, and to require that all power transmission lines crossing through or within our beautiful state be buried in public rights of way, with our state reaping the financial rewards of such corridors. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.